Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
What's up? It's Friday.
Friday.
It is.
Friday. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I got a fun fact.
Ah, bugger.
Fun Fact Friday.
Nutmeg is a hallucinogen.
What?
The spice contains mistresses, a natural compound that has mind-altering effects if ingested in large doses.
Wow.
Fun Fact Friday.
Interesting. I had no idea, Abby.
Yep. Thank you to cosmopolitan.com for 50 fun facts that you have to have on your hand at your next dinner party.
Oh, you got them. When did you think of that? Just then? Have you been waiting for that?
As you said, before the show, we said chookers.
Yeah.
As you said chookers, I went, oh, it's Friday. And I Googled fun facts and that was the first link.
Good one.
Yep. I've got another one if you want another one, but you don't have to play the thing.
Yeah, do it.
Competitive art.
Fun Fact Friday.
Competitive art used to be an Olympic sport.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did between 1912 and 1948.
Fun Fact Friday.
Well done, Abby. Okay, that's fun, isn't it? Competitive art, what, like finger painting?
Medals for music, painting, sculpture, and architecture.
Imagine a four-year-old getting a gold medal. Unbelievable scenes.
For finger painting?
Yeah.
Slay.
That's a sleigh.
That's a sleigh. Anyway, last night was fun, wasn't it?
Very fun.
We have no updates.
Sorry, guys, no updates.
So, secretive vibes.
That's mysterious.
Mm.
Love to tell you, but can't.
Can't, sorry. What else is happening on the show today?
Obviously, I have a project out. Something pretty special on the listener app, guys, that you will love.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Your kids will love it too. That sounded weird. Never mind. It's true, but it's weird. All right. We'll talk about that very soon. Chattergrees as well. Send your expert Chattergree through to at Hot Nights with Abby. You can win the prize if you beat Abby. But next, Debate Club.
Hot Nights Podcast. You are about to enter the Debate Club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Welcome back to the Hot Nights Debate Club. And I must say, I feel a little bit thrown tonight.
Wow. Why?
Okay.
Because...
Sounds like your ideal.
Like, you know, Tracy Grimshaw this week leaving us.
Oh, yeah, Trace. Sorry.
I soon may be leaving you too.
No, you won't.
I hope so.
Because tonight we will be debating off a suggestion from the random suggestion box.
Yep. We do have that in the office.
Yeah.
And the debate topic is that Debate Club should remain part of Hot Nights.
Absolutely.
Not.
Oh, well, for the hope of me, Miss Chatfield, you will be affirmative tonight.
Right.
Mr. Edwards, you will be negative.
You call me Miss Edwards?
I said Mr. Edwards.
Good. All right. Just slip of the tongue there.
So touchy. Debate Club is the highlight of my week. It's the highlight of the adjudicator's week. It is the highlight of everyone's week. It is so much fun. Conflict is fun. Having a little fight with someone every so often is very fun. It's also great for the mind. Great for sharpening the mind every week, thinking, why do I think the way that I think? We love changing people's minds. We love also opening our own minds. It's just a fun thing to do. It's funny. It's great. The adjudicator, it also creates jobs. It's created at least one job, and that is the adjudicator. We need to make sure we keep our economy strong, and that will only happen through the continuation of Debate Club. Debate Club is here to stay. Also, it's my show. So I think we've already decided upon it because my name is on the show, and the adjudicator will probably disagree with me. So, wow. He's out of a job otherwise. He needs it. He's got a little adjudicator baby he's got to feed.
Excuse me.
little tiny. Yeah, little tiny. Oh, he just got a new gavel, for God's sake.
Show me the gavel.
How could you? Anyway, we'll discuss afterwards.
Okay, so I've been getting some feedback through the office. I've been asking people, I've been going, hey, listen, when you're listening back to the show, listening for credits and things, what's the one thing you don't like? And they go, you know what, Rowan? Permission to be an arsehole. And I go, please, I want to know. What can we do to make the show better? I have had three people go, I hate the debate club. And I go, me too. I could, but I hate the debate club. But not only do I not like it, people in the office don't like it. Which worries me, because you know what they say? If one person says it, 1,000 people are thinking it. So, listen, I mean, we're not all listening to Nat Fagan, but I believe her. Oh, out of her on the radio.
Text Nat Fagan right now. Call Nat Fagan. Call Nat Fagan.
Start right now?
Call Nat Fagan right now.
Mate, it's your turn.
Yeah, okay. You name the three people that don't like it. Why haven't you, we have it air checks. Why would you not bring this up in a meeting or an air check saying, I don't think debate club is working because this person and this person all told me they don't like debate club. Debate club is fun for me. If I'm having fun, there's good content. Also, you were smiling before we even turned the microphones on. So you're saying, I hate every minute of it. You giggle when we even talk about debate club. You love debate club. Debate club is so much fun. It also is the reason why I am so popular, because I love to debate. It is.
I'll be honest, I was smiling because I thought there was actually a chance of us not doing it again ever next year, which made me really excited. Look, I think it's very in. I think it's just a gag for you. And I also think it's just a great gag.
Who said that?
An extra time. I'm speaking, by the way, and this is what you do. You cheat. This is also why you cheat. And then what happens is you cheat. I argue really well. And the adjudicator gets a few extra brownie points by saying you win. So it just feels like out of all the things we could be doing, we're doing this.
Okay, no more timer. I actually don't care.
I know you don't.
If I win. Let's get rid of the win or lose. If that's your issue that you think I'm doing it to win. I like debating for the sake of debating. You've been dinner with me.
Oh, God, doesn't
I'll
she
come for anyone.
God, doesn't she ever
And then afterwards I go, that was quite funny, wasn't it?
Is this Nat on the phone?
Hi.
Nat's part of our team. And so Rowan's made a very big claim.
Did you tell her why she was on?
No.
Adjudicator?
Okay.
You didn't even tell her why she was on adjudicator.
I may have asked her one question. And
what did you say? What was the question, Nat?
If I liked debate club.
Well, yep. Tell us.
The truth?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, the truth. Well, there you go. Yeah, there's your answer right there. There's your answer right there.
The truth.
Go on, Nat. Tell everyone what you think.
I'm not a fan.
Why? Why don't you like debate club?
I just like that you guys are just making shit up and yelling at each other.
Yeah, that's what a conversation is.
That does sound kind of fun.
This explains
I agree with Nat. This Nat, Nat and I were having a great conversation.
And yeah,
I
said, we caught
it goes a bit long.
Okay.
Look, she might have a point there.
There is a point there. It's usually like a 10-minute break. Okay.
Have you had any other feedback from anyone else in the office about how they feel about Debate Club? Or is it just yours?
No, this is just me.
Kept to herself.
So
too scared.
Probably it's like one person.
Babe, Debate Club is how I interact with my family and friends every time I go out for dinner. Yelling at each other.
Yeah, fair. I get that.
You know, it's fun debate. I love debating. I need some brain stimulus.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's think of another thing that I can do then.
Yeah. Okay.
Think of. All right, Nat. Well, I actually appreciate the honesty. I don't want to punish the honesty. I understand what you're saying.
I love it, Nat. Thank you.
But maybe we should do a poll on the Instagram.
Yeah. Do a poll. Take to the public.
Take it to the public.
I'm fine with if it's honestly, I'm fine with letting it go. If people aren't enjoying the content, that's fine.
Look.
But I do think the debate club is personally enjoyable for me, and I think that it is. We've had some really funny moments, and you are also smile the whole time during debate club, so I have no idea why you would want to get rid of it when you personally enjoy it.
This feels like an attack.
You know what else it is? It's because you want to consider yourself someone that isn't conflict driven, but you actually are, and you actually enjoy it.
I don't like you putting labels on me, by the way. That's not who I am.
I've seen you every day for a year.
You think you know me.
I call you every morning for an hour. So I talk to you for 3 hours straight. Actually, probably more. 4 hours at least a day. I think I do know you, mate.
And I look for every opportunity to argue with her.
Yes.
You know what it is. You know what it might be.
Fight club. Should we just have a fight? Should we just air a grievance once a week?
Maybe we could call it Fight Club.
Let's just air a grievance once a week.
Isn't that every break?
What'd you say?
Isn't that every break?
Oh, righto, Nat! All right, we'll workshop it.
Hot Nights Podcast.
My night.
Get into bed. Go to bed. I'll read you a story. Oh, if you're wondering why this is so weird, guys, it's not weird. I have read a...
If you're wondering why it's so weird, it's not.
It's not weird. I've written... I've written nothing.
Jesus.
I've read a children's book.
Well done.
Shut up, mate. That's not cool from you. How's the roundhouse drive-by? What? It's probably one of your best. Come on, mate.
Your cadence messed you up.
Got me there. Got me a beauty.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
No, you don't have to shut up, mate. So anyway, Kindling Radio is our children's radio. Kids radio.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Part of the listener group. You're on listener?
Yeah, we all are.
We're on listener? We're here. We're all listening on listener. LISTNR. There's no E there, guys. They came to me and said, Rowan, we'd love you to read a kids book. Christmas kids book for Kindling. It's called Dad Time Stories. Now, no, I'm not a dad. I'll tell you what, I saw the poll. Everyone thinks I should be called daddy now. I don't know.
Hang on. How did the poll turn out?
Actually went really well. Oh, Kate's going to check. When I voted, obviously voted yes. It was an astounding yes. Come in,
you
Kate.
Are not a daddy.
No, well, Alec, the people will decide.
Anyway, so...
yeah, mate. 75% said yes. So three people.
How did you word the question, Kate? I'm not saying it was intentional.
How did you word it?
I wrote, can we call Rowan daddy now?
Yeah, fair enough.
Daddy?
You can.
You can. Should we?
Yeah, it was like a question mark. Take it as you will.
Yeah, because Kate is obviously biased towards we shouldn't, so she wanted to be fair. Anyway.
Back to the Chattery's question.
Sorry.
Coming up. Get out. Quick, get out. It's so great. It's called Santa and the Sugar Glider, and it's out now. It's out now. I'm reading it, and I did it was fun. I've never really done, like, a voice acting thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, how often are you reading in public to people? Like, we obviously do it a bit here because we're reading off the sheets and stuff. But, like, think about it. How often are you, like, opening a book, reading it to people? This is like opening a book. I had the full cardboard book there, like full kids book, and I was reading the book, turning the pages, and I was like looking at the illustrations.
We read out loud more than most people would.
Yes.
We do it almost every day with ads and stuff. So we actually, and with like auto cues, do it way more than most, and it still isn't enough. Like, it still is weird. It's a weird thing to do.
You kind of just got to trust yourself. It's weird. But I was doing it. They said, look, let's just do one read straight. So I'll just read it through.
How long did it take?
I was still in the zone. I think I blacked out. It didn't take long. I feel like it didn't take long, though.
Do what you love. Like, never work a day in your life.
Totally. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Call me Ronald. I'm loving it.
Nummies.
Right? Nummies. First read straight. Second read, hamming up a bit. They go, give some characters and stuff for us. I said, sure. So I started. I did Santa's voice.
That's good. I like that.
We need someone who's special for the sleigh. You know, a bit of Gandalf.
Oh, was it me?
It was you, Beth. There's Wally the Wallaby. That was funny. Cass, the Cassowary.
Aww.
Loop the Lupin. Rufus the Owl was the protagonist. Naughty, naughty Rufus. Yeah, he should be asleep.
I reckon you did a really good job. I haven't heard it, but I have a feeling it was one of the best.
I would say so. Hughesy did one. What are you laughing at? I heard a bit of Hughesy's. Very funny. Because Hughesy wrote that. He wrote that book.
His wife, I think, wrote it with him.
Give him any credit. Unbelievable.
I think his wife wrote it. Isn't his wife the author? Yeah.
Oh, so Holly.
So you were trying to give a man credit for woman's work. Classic.
Don't be pulling that card. Listen, it's not about that. It's about Santa and the Sugar Glider, Alexa Moses, and Anil Tortop. They wrote it and illustrated it. And about me. Reading it.
Daddy Rowan.
Can you imagine listening to this show at night and then turning on Listener? Having me read Santa and the Sugar Glider?
Should have an alias, mate. You could have the duality.
Rowan's doing it.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play
Chattergory.
Chattergory, here's what happens.
Welcome.
Everyone calm down and listen. First Chattergory is the Chattergory.
Yep.
It's my Chattergory. It's literally whatever I want. It could be what colour is Walter's favourite collar?
Yeah, it could
and
be.
If you don't like that, don't call up. Don't DM us at Hot Nights Abby with your special Chattergory. Second Chattergory is the contestant Chattergory. It's whatever they like. Within reason, be normal. I don't know what your dog's favourite food is. How would I know that?
You're not, meant to know either,
I haven't met your dog. I haven't had dinner with your dog, so I don't know.
No.
Third Chattergory is the producer Chattergory. It's a miscellaneous Chattergory, and we've had some disappointing ones recently, but I'm hoping we bounce back this time because they are good. I think maybe we're working them too hard.
Maybe we're working them too hard, although
I think we should look at who's at fault here, and I think it's us.
Oh, could never be us.
I don't know, babe. I feel like
Well, here's my thing, Abby, and I reckon you'll agree with me. It's only ever been Max. Max had to work really hard, and now there's another producer. I think they've both taken their foot off the gas a bit.
Yeah.
And I also think Max is maybe resenting Kate, because we also be giving Kate a bit of extra
pillows.
Attention and pillows. Blankets. And he was like, maybe now you've got those pillows, I could have more pillows. Why don't they give me those pillows this week? So there's a few different things at play. Sometimes you bring someone into a team and they ruin everything.
Yep. And
Kate does look like she'd ruin things.
Kate's great.
Kate is fantastic, but we don't know. This is soundproof. I don't know what she says to Max out there.
Yeah, actually don't know. But
she could be calling him all sorts of names.
What I've seen of Kate so far, perfect.
Perfect. Perfect sweet angel.
Chooky girl. But
perfect chooky girl.
Could be demon girl. We don't know.
Could be chooky demon girl.
We wouldn't know. Only Max would know. Maybe they're harbouring secrets amongst one another. Oh, my God. Here's what's happened.
What?
They have secrets about each other, and they're threatening and blackmailing each other, saying, if you don't put a bad Chattergory forward so that I get your pillow, I'm going to tell Abby and Rowan what you said.
Backroom deals?
Yep.
Unbelievable. I reckon you're right, Abs.
Well, we've found out your plan now, so
this one better
watch out. We'll see how this goes. Right, today, Alicia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Leash.
Yes, you can call me Leash. I'll allow it.
Hi, Alicia. Hey. How are you feeling?
So fine, actually. Like, been preparing all day, all night for this.
Great. Me too.
Oh, my God, the drone. Okay, we're on.
We're on, babe.
Oh, you like the drone,
Leash. The drone.
Oh, I like the drone, yes.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Sorry, just a couple of extra drones for Leash.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. All right, here we go. Question number one is Abby's Chattergory. That is Abby's dog, Walter.
Ooh.
You know what's really sad?
What's
wrong? I just got a text from my sister saying, Walter's collar makes a noise sometimes. What does it mean? And it's the air tag when mummy really far away. And I said,
Mr. Handsome.
And I said, it mean mummy far away. And she goes, wow, reinforcing his trauma.
Mummy alarm.
Mummy away from me.
All right, here we go. Here comes the question. Names is buzzer. Zzz. I'm okay, by the way, Leisha, with Leash.
All right, cool.
If you want to go,
all right, good.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, real quick. Out of count. Yeah.
Here we go. Here comes the question. Walter's favourite place to visit is...
Abby.
The
beach.
Well done, Alicia. Abby, what did you say?
It's a beach.
Yeah, he likes the beach.
Oh, the waterfalls.
If there's water there, he likes it.
Yeah.
He loves the water. Question number...
I did see that we lost a song or something under the boardwalk.
Got it out.
What can you do? Here you go. Question number two is Alicia's Chattergory, and that is Friends. The TV show, not just Alicia's Friends, because you wouldn't know Alicia's Friends.
I wouldn't.
But the TV show.
That would be really good.
I haven't really watched it.
It would be rude to even suggest that, Alicia.
It would.
You haven't even watched Friends.
No.
You know, I'm not a Friends watcher either.
Iconic. Okay, cool. She's got the upper hand.
All right, let's see.
Don't be talking smart too quick. Careful. Abby does know some things about Friends.
I actually won a friend one time.
What?
I won one of the Friends categories one time.
Okay, all right. Here comes... the question. Names is buzzers. What did Ross dress up as to teach Ben about Christmas and
Alicia.
Hanukkah? Alicia.
The holiday armadillo.
Yes, he did. That's right.
I have no idea what anyone's talking about.
About the armadillo.
Oh, my
also,
God.
I did stumble over that. Well done.
Yeah, I know. The cadence, totally off, but that's fine.
Agree, Alicia.
I don't know if that was cadence or that was just general reading skill. All my reading this week has been taken, you know, to the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not good at reading because I've just given everything. All right, question number three. As chosen by the producers and their backroom deals for extra pillows, the random challenge category today is sport.
Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sake.
You don't like sport? No.
No.
No, you don't even like it either, Alicia.
No. Jesus.
Who came up with sport? Oh, Kate was quick to it. I reckon it was you, Kate.
Wow, Kate. I think it was Kate.
Oh, it was Max.
It's better than consumer brands.
It's definitely better than last night.
Yeah.
I'm okay with sport. Sport is big.
It's fine.
It's all right. You know,
It's not punishable.
It's not punishable. Safe. As they would say in baseball. Got him. Here we go. Here comes the question.
Yeah.
Names as buzzers. When keeping score in tennis, what is the next score after 15?
Abby.
Abby for the win.
30.
30 is the win.
Oh.
Yes. Sorry, Alicia.
She's been bamboozled.
Sorry, Alicia. You tried your best and you were a really good sport. So
you were fun too. Thanks, Alicia.
Best wasn't good enough.
Good sport. I see what you did there.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, Dale. At Hot Nights with Abby, send through your expert category. You could be playing against Abby. Have a real good think about your expert category as well. What's something you could get over the line for Abby? But she has to know it. It's a bit of a thinker. The more you think, the better your chance of winning.
Absolutely.
Also, First Date Friday coming up very soon. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Your first date?
First date.
First date.
You're so cute.
First Date Friday.
First Date Friday. We're excited. Now, last week we had an agent of chaos. Literally come on the show just to cause a bit of a scene.
Nathan.
And it kind of worked, but it still ended up just being, oh yeah, it actually went all right. We just haven't, you know, spoken again, which was... I mean, we wanted a bit more drama.
Yeah, it was wasn't as explosive as we'd like.
So we're hoping this week it'll happen. So First Date Fridays, we get a caller to give us a buzz.
Yep.
And say, I'm going to go out this weekend, tell us all about it. We give them a little challenge to spice things up. And then on Monday, we hear how that date went. So this week we have Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hey, Grace.
Hi, how are you?
Great, babe. Good. Okay, tell us all about it.
So I've been speaking to this guy for 6 weeks and we're going to go out on Sunday night to the pub.
Why Sunday?
I have a party on Saturday.
Busy girl.
So it's kind of just convenient for me.
Okay. And where did you meet? On the apps?
Yes, on the app.
And you've been talking for 6 weeks, FaceTiming, phone calls, texting?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay, cool. FaceTime sex?
All of the above?
All of the above.
Great. Amazing. Okay. So who is this person? Like, what do they do for work?
He's an apprentice electrician. He has some money for an apprentice.
How?
His family's pretty loaded.
Sweet.
Right. Get that intergenerational wealth.
Yeah,
cool. Checks all the boxes.
Yeah, okay, great.
Perfect.
And have you guys, like, one of our fears is that these dates sometimes aren't romantic. People go, oh, we're hanging out. So has he said anything about feelings?
He's told me already that he's in love with me.
It's not just a root and boot.
Absolutely hate that.
Okay, so I hate that with my entire being. Grace,
everything,
how do you feel about that? Can you reenact the conversation? You are both yourself and apprentice training. So, and action.
Hey, how you going? I'm good. I have something to tell you. What is that? I'm in love with you. Oh. I did not know how to react.
I wouldn't know either.
And when was this?
This was 2 weeks ago.
So 4 weeks in, he's saying he loves you just from talking.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh. How old are you both?
I'm 20 and he's 21.
I mean, you're old enough. He's old enough to know better.
Young love.
I mean, Grace, I'm sure you're very lovable. So I'm not saying, saying it's out of the question, but it is a bit premature, even if he feels it. Because sometimes people are like, you know, but what if I felt it? Like, you know, you hear about people dating and they say, but I knew from the second week. Cool. Hold back a bit. No, if you're going to be there together forever, you got time.
But how does it make you feel now, Grace? Because, like, it's been a couple of weeks after that and you're still obviously talking all of the above.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of exciting, different. I know it's a red flag, but I'm interested to see where it goes.
It's probably the biggest red flag I've ever heard of.
Ever.
Ever. Like, ever. And I'm a quick I love you.
Abby's
a I'm a quick I love you. I'm like a month, usually.
Well, I still have to see how it goes.
Okay, all right. Well, we have a challenge for you because, okay, look.
Yep.
Because he has been so intense in telling you that he loves you, we want you to ask him to move in with you on the first date.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you live, you live at home still or have you moved out?
I've moved out by myself.
Perfect.
Okay, by yourself. Great. You got room. So I also do give you permission to, once he answers, then go, oh, I was kidding. No matter what the answer. So you're allowed to do that because that's quite a big commitment for us to ask you. So don't fret. You don't have to go along with the joke, but ask him seriously. Be like, I was thinking, like, since you're already in love with me, do you want to move in together?
Yeah. And look, you can.
I'm down.
You can improv that as well if you want to say something like, look, you're obviously in love with me. I need, like, someone to pay my rent.
Yeah.
Be like, I will love you till the end of time. Can you just pay my rent?
But, Grace, do you feel that you love this person?
No.
Oh, God, it's weird.
Good on you, Grace, for giving it a crack. At 20, you just try whatever.
Mm.
It's interesting, you got to keep it interesting. Otherwise, life's too boring.
That's true. You will be like 30 and be like, hey, remember when that guy said he loved me? And
you
laugh around it.
You will. It'll be great. And I went on the radio and got $200.
Hey, all thanks to Bumble, the only place that brings you the spark of meaningful connection to dating. Bumble, find that feeling. In your case, you found $200 on a bloke that thinks he loves you.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Monday, we will find out how Grace goes with the lover man, lovely man. And if you're going on a date at Hot Nights with Abby, send us through a DM. Hook you up with some cash. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Yep, so it's almost the end of the week.
Yep, we're doing it. Like, it kind of is, really, isn't it, if you think about it?
It is. It's bloody past 8 o'clock.
We have another hour to go.
Yeah, another hour together again.
Then we, don't have much more time this year on the show together.
Oh, that sucks.
Why are you saying it like that?
So excited for a break, mate. I bet. And I'll see you. It's not like I won't see you. It's just
we
won't have to see each other at work. work is fun. We have a really good job. It's just also... Would love to have a dinner with a friend.
Oh, yeah.
That isn't you.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't feel that personally.
6 weeks off, which is probably the most time anyone's ever had off in their life.
Yeah.
Except for one gig, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm
doing Beyond the Valley live podcast.
Oh,
if anyone's
right.
listening actually wants to come, I haven't really advertised it because I've been too busy, but I am doing a live at the podcast tent. So if anyone wants to come and see me at Beyond the Valley, I'm on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you're the 31st.
Yeah, I purposely did that because I'm so done with trying to organize. I love you. I love everyone I'm about to mention.
That's right, yes.
But I'm so done with trying to organize my girlfriends.
Yeah,
In all cities, they are near impossible. I'm too busy to organize them. I love them with all my heart.
Yeah.
But I thought I'm just going to earn money on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And I'll see them throughout the 6 weeks. I'm okay.
Totally.
But who am I going to kiss?
I'll be down there so we can find someone for you to kiss.
Yeah. I think Khan's going to come with me. I'll kiss Khan.
Khan will love that.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Fun rest. What's good? You'll have the best time.
Yeah.
Fun rest of the show, guys. We are going to do what's Max thinking of. Max has got something on his mind. He can't figure it out. We're going to do that.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hey guys, love friends, it's me.
Today we are checking out.
Hello, that's my channel.
Alright, my friends, something very exciting might be happening today.
Influencer
of the week.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, nailed it. Sync.
We have influencer of the week this week. That I don't know if I met in person, but we have DM'd a bit.
Mm.
She lives in Perth.
Mm.
Her name's M Davies.
Yeah.
She's got a brand called Venom, V-E-N-E-M.
Looks like pretty cool stuff. You wear some stuff in here sometimes.
Yeah, I do. It's really cool. It's
a brown tracksuit from Venom.
Yeah, she's like a fashion influencer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the tracksuits that I wear. But they also have going out clothes, but I don't really go out. So I do have some of her stuff, but I just don't really leave the house. So unless in a tracksuit or verbose, because I'm just comfort levels at all times. True. But if I were to go out,
Venom,
it'd be an option. It's very cute.
Cool.
So she has this print, and I actually have some of the items in this print, and it's like.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a lycra almost material. Mm. And there's like a dress, there's skirts, there's either long sleeve top and a mini skirt combo, which is quite cute.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like white with when I describe it, it's gonna sound ugly. It's really nice, just a heads up. It's like a white background with like gold jewelry on it and red like tickets and like a stamp, like a passport stamp. It says looks, Venom.
Yes, it's like red and blue, I think.
Red and blue, like little bits of yellow and gold. Yeah, yeah. It's cute. It's really cute. So if she obviously designed that print herself and with her team.
Yeah, cool.
And a retailer, Valley Girl, have ripped it off.
Completely ripped it off.
And it's like, of course, these like fast fashion brands like Valley Girl and whatever, Supreme, like Shein, whatever, they're all going to copy people's designs. We all know this. But they've literally copied the print that has her brand name on it.
The name's still in it.
It's stamped on there, has Venom on it. It is the exact same. It's like they've gotten a little photocopier and they've just gone cool. Or they've like robbed the warehouse. I don't know. That's obviously not what has happened. Don't sue us. It's the exact same stuff.
But how does Em put on a TikTok. I saw it. I think she said it wasn't trademarked or any. It wasn't like trademarked or I don't know what the other word is. Like so, legally there was like nothing she could really do about
it. Yeah. So like you have to like patent and like trademark copyright.
All that. Yes.
If you're gonna do something like quote unquote new, and to trademark things, it's a lot of effort and a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're trademarking like every single item of clothing, like it's not worth it for a small business. Like you know, it's run by her.
And it is a small business.
Yeah. It sucks because this obviously means a lot to her. This brand and her own little creation, and it's just being copied. And it's been directly copied. Like, it's not like, oh, another small brand did a similar pattern that was all, like, you know, same vibe.
Same sort of cut even with a different thing. It is quite literally the same print.
It's the same thing. It's the same print and the same cut.
I just think it's so poor.
Yeah. It's so, so bad.
But how does that get through? Like, how does someone go, hey, I've got an idea. This is it. And wouldn't someone go like, oh, you just make that print up? This is what I don't understand. How does it go through and go all through all the different things? And then Valley Girl has it sitting on their shelf with the name stamped on it.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre. That's all I think. It's just so bizarre. And it sucks, obviously, for Em. But the whole thing strikes me as very bizarre that it would happen for another business. It's the same print. Mm. The original brand name is on the knockoff print.
Yeah.
I just find it so bizarre. Wouldn't they take the name out?
It's like having like a Guess t-shirt with the Guess logo still on it. It's like,
yes.
How can you have the logo still on it? Well, I guess because it's not.
Anyway, we just thought we'd talk about it. That
sucks. If you want to buy the dress, get it from the people who made it originally.
Yep. Not
on the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
You know, that person who did that thing with that podcaster. You know that person that's on that TV show with that other one that's really famous? You know, he's really tall and he was in that photo once with that person from that movie.
What's Max thinking of?
What am I thinking of?
Vaping!
That's the break. Great.
All right, guys. Hot Nights. Sorry, Max. Sorry. My apologies. My apologies.
That's fine. I am thinking about vapes, obviously.
Of course you are.
But, you know, I'm like 4 whole days in now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's good.
Well done.
You know, now we're going, you know, into the rest of Friday night. We will see.
We will see.
Time will tell.
Anyway. What's that thing that makes you go like, oh.
Vape.
Vape. It's a vape. It's a vape.
The item I'm thinking about is not a vape. No.
I don't know. I think that's a lie.
What does it make you do again?
He's got that. Oh.
Yeah, that's nicotine. It's vape. It's a vape. Is it not a vape? Because I find it really hard to believe it. It's not a vape.
Yeah, you like.
Is it?
Like, oh,
is it? A, so it's an item. So it's, not a, it's not like a person.
Is it one? Is it a jumping castle?
It's not a jumping castle.
Is it four vapes?
It's not four vapes.
Oh, okay.
Is it one of those? Is it one of those head massages that have multiple metal prongs and you put them down your head and it feels like you are literally reaching peaks?
No.
Is it when you walk into the shops and they've got 2-for-1 vapes?
No.
Okay, is it a... Be serious, I'm wrong, because I actually get the bottom. Max is struggling because he's thinking of something and he can't figure out what it is. And it's
sorry,
not a vape.
My apologies. Oh, my God, he's sucking on the back
he's
of a highlighter.
He's sucking on a highlighter.
Well, now I'm not thinking about vapes, am I? So okay, now I'm just thinking about the thing that makes me go, ooh.
Okay, okay.
Oh,
is it a vibe? Is it a sex toy?
Are we back to sex toy?
It's not a sex toy.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, is it a foot spa?
No, it's not a foot spa.
Is it like a luxury item?
No.
Oh, but it's like, is it food?
No.
Oh.
Is it a cleaning product?
No.
Is it a... It's not a luxury item, but it's not food or a cleaning product?
No, it's recreational.
So it's a luxury product.
Yeah, so it's a sex toy.
Well, it's not expensive, but maybe they are.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, I meant like a. Yeah, I can recreate. Okay, so it's, okay, maybe they are now.
Well, I haven't purchased one in a while because I can't remember the name of it, but.
Is it like a ShamWow? Where you, like,
not a
you
ShamWow.
You already did a ShamWow. It does make you.
I'm not sure if he was.
Any more clues? I'm really stuck on this one.
It's like long and hard.
I'm sick of this.
Right.
Second boy.
You'd usually use it outside.
Oh. Is it? It's not like a ride on lawnmower.
It's not a ride on lawnmower. Like, you could use it in public. Like, that wouldn't be weird thing.
Is it one of those fans that has a spray bottle attached to it?
No, it's not.
Those. Is it? Sorry. So it's long and hard. You can use it in public. Is it not like a pogo stick or something?
It's a pogo stick!
Oh my God!
Imagine seeing Max doing that down Pitt Street.
That's what gave it away. The long, hard in public go, woo, woo.
Imagine Max in your CBD pogoing down the street going,
woo, woo, woo,
pogo stick. All right,
I think we need to get him a vape.
Get him a vape.
Hot Nights with Vapey and with Hot Max.
Hot Max.
Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. We finished for the week. Here we go. Fun little going away song. Fun little what?
So long. Farewell. Up. Be there soon.
Adieu.
So long. Long, long, well, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Look after yourself. Wash your hands. It's still a really important thing. And we will see you again for our last week on air.
Never.
Well,
the show's ending.
No,
kidding.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Bye, guys. See you Monday.
Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have